So you've probably been hearing a lot about big tech layoffs lately,
Yeah,
right?
definitely.
And you might be thinking, okay, it's slowing down. Maybe the worst is over.
Right.
But what if it's just getting started?
Well,
That's what I'm kind of wondering after reading this recent report about Amazon. Things could about to get even more, well, interesting to say the least.
okay, yeah.
We're doing a deep dive today on an article from Wepro News. The title is Morgan Stanley, Amazon to cut nearly 14,000 manager roles in coming months.
Okay.
And whew, trust me, the details are worth talking about.
I'm ready.
Okay, so we're talking about almost 14,000 manager positions
Wow.
potentially gone by early 2025. That's on top of the thousands that Amazon already laid off earlier this year.
Yeah, I remember that.
So what is going on over there?
Well, first of all, just think about who's making this prediction. Morgan Stanley isn't some, random blog or something.
Right.
They're a global financial powerhouse. So when they say something like this, people listen.
Yeah, they got their ear to the ground.
They've got their analysts plugged into all these industries, and their track record, well, it means something. This prediction, it carries some serious weight.
It really makes you wonder, like, what do they know that we don't? Right.
Yeah.
And especially because this is coming right after, all that drama about their return to office mandate.
That's true, yeah.
Could those things be connected?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Right.
And the article, it does kind of hint that there might be a link. Remember, Amazon had all that pushback from employees, right?
Yeah.
About having to come back to the office, especially the ones who were hired remotely during the pandemic. I
Oh,
mean,
that's
for some people, that was the whole reason they took the job.
a lot of people uprooted their lives for those remote roles, It
Exactly.
was a big deal.
So you gotta, consider that, the human side of
For
things.
sure.
But then if you look at it from like a strategic point of view, Amazon might see this whole return to office thing as a way to, well, to trim their workforce without having to do more layoffs, Just
Interesting.
think about it. Some people, they might just decide to leave on their own rather than relocate or give up that flexibility that they've gotten used to.
It's like a soft nudge at the door, almost.
Kind of, yeah. And it's not like it's never happened before.
Right.
We've seen companies try similar things. Sometimes it even gets them in trouble, legally.
Yeah.
But in this case, it's all speculation. We need more, concrete information to really say if it's intentional or if it's just a side effect of the RTO, the return to office policy.
Speaking of information, the article, it mentions those other massive layoffs we've seen in tech recently, and
Yeah.
it makes you wonder, is this Amazon thing, is it part of something bigger? Or are they just, playing catch up?
Right. That's what makes all of this so interesting. It's like we're watching, a seismic shift
Totally.
in the tech industry, and it's happening like right before our eyes.
Huge, yeah.
Remember, Meta, last fall,
Yeah.
over 11,000 people let go.
Just like that.
And they weren't the only ones. Salesforce, same thing, thousands gone in January. Google, 12,000 jobs. It's like this trend now,
Wow. It's sending shockwaves through Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
So where does Amazon fit into this picture?
Well,
Let's get back to those potential manager cuts. What could they mean? Are they just trying to be leaner, or is something bigger going on?
so to really understand Amazon here, I think we've got to, we have to look beyond just the headlines. We have to think about their financials, the competition, their overall strategy.
Yeah.
Like, what are their long-term goals, and how are these cuts, if they happen, how are they going to help them get there?
Okay, so let's unpack that a little bit. Now, what's interesting to me is that Amazon, I mean, they're not exactly known for being, top heavy with management.
You're right. That's a really good point. I mean, Amazon, they've got this reputation, right?
Right.
Incredibly data-driven, ruthless even when it comes to efficiency, always experimenting, iterating, trying to optimize, So if they're making cuts this big, I mean, it's going to be a pretty significant shift for them.
It's like they're sending a message, but what is the message?
Well, I think we've got to look at their recent performance, their
Yeah.
earnings reports, I mean, it shows some weaknesses. Things are slowing down. Certain divisions are hurting. Yeah, like their cloud computing division, AWS,
Right.
which has been, making tons of money for
Their
them.
cash cow, yeah.
Exactly. But they're facing more competition now,
For sure.
And you can't forget about their e-commerce business either. I mean, it's feeling the pressure from inflation and all the supply chain stuff.
So maybe these cuts are about adapting.
Yeah, adapting to this new economic reality.
It's like battening down the hatches.
It's about becoming more efficient, cutting costs, making sure they're in a good position for, well, you know, for whatever happens next. And remember, Amazon, they're known for thinking long term.
Right, playing the long game.
They're not just reacting to the market, you know, they're trying to predict what it'll be like in 5, 10, even 20 years.
Which is, you know, impressive and also kind of scary, right?
Right.
Like they're playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers or something.
Exactly. But it also means, you know, they're not afraid to make big decisions, even if those decisions, you know, ruffle some feathers.
Right.
These manager cuts, I mean, it could be that they're getting ready for a future where it's all about automation, AI, where those kinds of technologies are even more important.
Okay. So that's a really interesting point. So we've talked about, like, the connection to the return to office, the bigger picture in tech, and what's happening inside Amazon. But for the average Amazon employee, especially someone maybe in one of these manager roles, I mean, what does it all mean?
Yeah, I mean, for a lot of those employees, it's got to be a little nerve-wracking, right? Right. Lots of uncertainty.
Totally.
Especially if you're in management. Those people might be feeling like, you know, am I next? But it's really important to remember that this is just, you know, it's a prediction. Things could change.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And even if the cuts do happen, Amazon's huge, right?
Yeah,
tons of people. So there are still going to be opportunities there.
Plus, it's not like anyone laid off from Amazon is going to have a hard time finding a job, right? I mean,
no, not at all. These are in-demand skills.
They're hot commodities.
Exactly. These are talented, experienced people. They'll land on their feet. A lot of times, people who get laid off from these big tech companies, they end up at smaller places. Or they even start their own thing, you know?
It's like this forced entrepreneurial wave almost.
Kind of, yeah. But it also tells you, you know, the job market, it's always changing. What's valuable today might not be tomorrow.
So what's the takeaway for our listeners? What can they do to make sure they don't get left behind? How can they make sure their skills stay relevant? I mean, it's like,
right.
It's like the ground is constantly shifting under our feet career-wise.
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question these days, right?
Yeah.
But really, I think what it means is you have to keep learning. You have to be able to adapt.
Mm-hmm.
It's not enough to just be good at what you do now. You got to always be learning new skills, new technologies. You have to be curious.
That's easier said than done for some people. It can be tough to find the time to learn new things.
Right.
Especially with everything else going on in life.
I know, I get it. But even if it's just like 30 minutes a day, you know?
Yeah.
Read some industry blogs, take an online class, just, you know, it all adds up. And don't be afraid to try new things, new tools, new tech. Even if it seems a little intimidating, you never know. You might find something you love or it might open up a door for you.
That's good advice. I should probably take it myself. But okay, let's go back to Amazon for a second. Let's say these cuts actually happen. I mean, what could that mean for like the economy as a whole?
Well, I mean, when a company as big as Amazon makes a move, everybody feels it. And I don't just mean the people who work there.
Right.
I mean all the businesses that depend on Amazon. The suppliers, the vendors, even just like the restaurants near their offices, you know, everybody.
Yeah, that's a ripple effect.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it could affect everything. How much people are spending, even the real estate market.
It's huge.
And then there's innovation. If Amazon starts cutting back on things, is that going to slow down how fast technology develops? Or is it going to create space for smaller companies to come in with new ideas?
So many questions. It really does feel like we're at a turning point, not just for Amazon, but for tech in general. Whatever happens next, it's going to be big.
I think that's right. This is a big moment, and it's going to take strong leadership, smart planning, and a willingness to change. But, you know, even with all the uncertainty, there's always opportunity. Always. It's true. It really is.
Yeah.
For people listening out there, maybe instead of being scared of layoffs, they should see this as a, you know, a chance to improve, learn new stuff, maybe even rethink their whole career path.
Yeah, like don't just wait for the ground to shift again.
Right, exactly.
Be ahead of it.
Take control. Ask yourself, okay, what am I really passionate about? You know, what am I good at? And then how can I use those things to build a future that makes me happy and that can survive anything?
I love that. Such great advice and a perfect place to wrap things up, I think. But before we go, listeners, we want to hear from you. Are you seeing these same kinds of trends in your work? How are you getting ready for the future? Let us know. You know, send us your thoughts on social media. And hey, maybe your story will be what we talk about in our next deep dive.
Yeah, we'd love that.
Until then, everybody keep learning. Keep growing, and most importantly, stay curious.